and dying world. Somebody needs to hear your testimony. Somebody needs to see your walk. It's not up to the preacher, but it's up to us to reach the community. Don't wear down. Don't die out. God's looking for you to stand up and fight now like you've never fought before. He's counting on you, church. Let's give it our all.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My, my, my. I don't know about you, but I think it's worth fighting for. Amen. I think it's worth fighting for. I would like to give honor to a few people that's been here a long time today. All of our Sunday school teaching staff, if you could stand. Sunday school teachers and helpers. I know some of you are on music. Could you please stand? I know you don't like to. The Bible says to give honor where honor is due. All of our Sunday school teachers and helpers, thank you so much for the work you put in. You may be seated. Most of them will probably say, Pastor, I'm going to kill you for making me stand up. But the Bible says to give honor where honor is due. They've been here since 12:45 today, had a wonderful Sunday school meeting, and they're working so hard. How many knows that children are worth putting time into the next generation? Amen. And I say thank you very much. I know Brother Falana was here for a good while yesterday getting our recording stuff back to where it was functional, to where we could start recording our services again. I know that stuff, some of that stuff is cleared out. So thank you for working on that, Brother Falano. I know Brother Smith has been running a lot, putting up flyers, running people back and forth to hospitals and running back and forth to make sure these young people here on the second to back row is able to be in church the last couple of weeks. Amen. How many's glad we've got somebody that's willing to do those things? Thank you for what you do also. It's good to have my son home. I'm going to have him come greet this congregation just quickly. How many's glad to have Christian home with us? Amen. Off the campaign trail and into fishing mode, I think.
That's right. Well, it's good to be here. I had a couple people saying 2 weeks in a row, and that's I had the same reaction, but it's good to be here 2 weeks in a row. And Dad called yesterday and said, we're going to have revival service tomorrow, and we need a drummer. So I said, count me in. I said, I'd rather be at home helping than sitting somewhere where I'm not doing anything. So, and I think we all need to take on that attitude. Wherever we can make a difference in the kingdom of God, whether it's behind the pulpit or cleaning toilets, I'll do either one. Yeah, amen. Whatever God asks me to do, you always answer yes. So God bless you guys. Good to be home again, and love you guys.
Amen, amen, amen. Good to have him. I would like to say we have a special today, if I'm not mistaken. If she could come. How many loves you, First Lady of this church? Amen. She told me what she was singing. I done forgot. She had asked that I would help her, but I don't remember what you're singing. You're going to have to tell me again. Going up yonder. I'm going to make her wait just for a minute, and she'll kill me later. But how many loves your First Lady? Amen. I do too. Amen. God bless you. Worship the Lord as she sings.
If anybody asks you where I'm going soon. If anybody asks you where I'm going soon. Tell them for me that I'm going up yonder. Going up yonder. I'm going up yonder just to be with my Lord. Headed for glory. I'm going up yonder. I'm going up yonder. Just to be with my Lord. Now I can take the pain and all the heartache that it brings. There's a comfort in knowing that I'll soon be gone. gonna outrun this race until I see my Savior face to face. Tell him for me that I'm going up yonder. I'm going up yonder. I'm going up yonder just to be with my Lord. Headed for glory, I'm going up yonder. Now I can take the pain and all the heartaches that it brings. There's a comfort in knowing that I'll soon be gone. And if God gives me the grace, I'm gonna outrun this race until I see my Savior face to face. Tell them for me that I'm going up yonder. I'm going up yonder. I'm going up yonder just to be with my Lord.
Anybody feel like going up yonder one of these days? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Amen. Thank you. Wonderful. It felt good to stretch out in the Holy Ghost a little bit. I don't play that thing very much anymore, you can tell. Amen. We're gonna take up an offering at this time. Brother Joy could give me a hand here. If you have tithes, you have offering, put it in your hands. We're going to ask God bless it, multiply it. You hear me pray it often, but I want God to take this offering and not so we can just build bigger buildings, but we can put this gospel into lost souls' hands and minds that they could see what it is that God is trying to do in their life. Heavenly Father, we ask you to take this offering and we ask you to use it for your glory. We ask you, God, to take it into a web site that somebody could hear the preaching. We ask you to take it into a street that when that van drives into apartment complex bringing food to the needy, that they would see someone that loves them. We ask you to take it to the things that we put into the newspaper so people could see that there's a church that cares about them. And we ask you, God, to use it for your glory and allow us to be a part of that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give us unto the Lord. Amen. I want to go over just a couple of quick announcements, and then how many's ready to hear some preaching in Jesus' name? Amen. I'm ready to hear some preaching in Jesus' name. Amen. But I do want to remind us a couple of quick things. Next Sunday, Brother Tapia will be here. Next Sunday is a fun day. It's called Sunday Fun Day. It's going to be an exciting time, and he will be preaching a little bit different type of message next Sunday. It's going to be a little more lighthearted, a little more fun. How many knows you can still have fun and preach Jesus at the same time? There's going to be food. There's going to be prizes. There's going to be games for the kids. There's going to be, I know in the Sunday school meeting, the pastor tossed around the idea of maybe a water balloon toss for you kids out here. I mean, just all kinds of fun stuff. Just don't be hurling in water balloons Sister Smith's way. She's liable to chase you down. Amen. But we're going to just have a good time here next week in Jesus' name. And I don't want you to miss that. It will be starting at normal church time. You don't have to wear a suit and tie next Sunday. Do I have any people that says, amen? Next Sunday is normal. You can dress casual. I will. If we have any guests, I'll tell them on when I get to the pulpit why. Amen. But pastor will still dress his normal. But next Sunday, there will be a prize given away for the craziest sunglasses. Who can find some crazy sunglasses next week? But next Sunday, we're going to just have a great time in Jesus' name. I hope you'll be a part of that. And then also next Sunday, we will be honoring all of our children. We will be, it'll be marking the end of this year's curriculum as far as Sunday school. They'll still be having Sunday school, but June and July is going to be fun months for Sunday school. They're going to do a lot more outside activities and things of that nature. So you want to keep your kids plugged in this summer. But they will all be sitting together next Sunday where they will be given certificates away. And then we have two graduates this year. Sister Christiana Smith is growing up on Daddy and wanting to go off and be a nurse practitioner. So I guess my doctor bills maybe might get a little cheaper. But she says, no way, it's double for Dad. Amen. And then Sister Kendra Furlano is also graduating this year. She will be honored next Sunday also. So we'll be a lot packed into next Sunday. First time we've done a Sunday like this. First time we've done graduates and all that stuff and a promotion Sunday. But how many knows it's fun to do something new? Amen, amen. But today, without further delay, I've went down and preached this church, and I sensed a man that loves souls. I seen him come in a few minutes late with a van full of people, and then left and went back to get some more people, trying to fill that place up for Jesus Christ. And today we are going to have him come and preach, and just how many of you will just open your hearts and your minds to the Word of God and allow God to reach into your spirit and minister to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Lee, come and deliver what God has given to you for this church in Jesus' name.
You like, lady, would you come and on the keyboard real quick? Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. I was glad when they said it to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. I'm so glad just to feel the presence of the Lord. I'm honored to have met your wonderful pastor and his wonderful anointed wife. And amen. Such beautiful church family. It's good to be here. Amen. Praise God. I don't know what you come to do, but I came to praise the Lord. Amen. I don't know anything else but to just have church. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Is that on now? Praise God. There's something down inside of me telling me go ahead. There's something down inside of me telling me go ahead. There's something down inside of me telling me go ahead. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Well, it's that Holy Ghost inside of me telling me go ahead. That Holy Ghost inside of me telling me go ahead. That Holy Ghost inside of me telling me go ahead. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. I said there's something down inside of me telling me go ahead. There's something down inside of me telling me go ahead. There's something down inside of me telling me go ahead. Go ahead, go ahead. Go ahead. Well, I said, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Well, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Well, call him up and tell him what you want. Well, I said, call him up, tell him what you want. Oh, call him up, tell him what you want. Oh, call him up, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line now. Well, I said, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. On the main line, tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Well, call him up and tell him what you want. Well, I said, call him up, tell him what you want. Call him up, tell him what you want. Oh, call him up, tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. said, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. I said, call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Oh, call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Well, I said yes to my Lord. I said yes to my Lord. He's doing great things. He's doing great things. Well, I said yes, yes, yes to my Lord. I said he brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. He set my feet on straight street. Now I'm living right. He's doing great things. He's doing great things. I said yes, yes, yes to my Lord. I said yes to my Lord. I said yes to my Lord. He's doing great things. He's doing great things. I said yes, yes, yes to my Lord. I said he brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. He set my feet on straight street. Now I'm living right. He's doing great things. I said yes, yes, yes to my Lord. Living, he loved me. Died, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified, freed me forever. One day he's coming back. I said, power, power, Holy Ghost power, healing power, right now power, power. Living, he loved me. Died, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified, freed me forever. One day he's coming back. I said, living, he loved me. Died, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified, freed me forever. One day he's coming back. I said, power, power, Holy Ghost power, healing power, deliverance power, anointed power, 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 power. Living, he loved me. Died, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, feed me forever. Oh, come on and give the Lord some praise. Oh, I dare somebody to lift Jesus up. I dare somebody to reach the throne. I dare somebody to shout, yes, yes. Oh, there's something about that Holy Ghost. There's something about the Holy Ghost. It gets out of my hands sometime. It gets out of my feet sometime. It stirs something in my soul sometime. Oh, come on and give the Lord some more praise. We might as well be who we are. It's too late in the day to water down the message. It's too late in the day to get some dilute the message. We might as well be who they are. They say we're crazy anyway. We might as well go ahead and be crazy all the way. We might as well go ahead and leap for joy. We might as well go ahead and reach the throne of grace. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel him. 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 Oh, yeah. It's Pentecost Sunday. The world, they don't understand it. They try to excuse themselves out of it. Amen. Because down through the years, they've diluted the message. Down through the years, they've let things go here and there. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Oh, I taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, yes. I'm so glad I found it out. I'm so glad I found it out. I found it out in time. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. I'm so glad to be in the presence of God on today and with the anointed people of God. Amen. When you consider the celebration of what not only the commemoration of Pentecost, but when you've experienced Pentecost, when you have a revelation of Pentecost, when you have an impartation of Pentecost, you're not soon shaken in the faith. We're honored to again be here, and there's a difference between a speaking engagement and an assignment. I turn down speaking engagements, but I accept Holy Ghost assignments. When you came and ministered in Crawfordsville, it was more than just hermeneutics and hermeneutics. It was more than just being a fine orator. You delivered a rhema word and a prophetic word for the house. And I don't believe in just playing Bible bingo. I believe in finding the mind of God. Thankful for my assistant pastor and his beloved wife, Elder Sister Carr. Appreciate you all for coming. Thank the Lord for Sister B, for, amen, being able to come out to the house of the Lord. Is there anybody here that just feels something in your spirit? Is there anybody here that just senses that deep is calling unto deep? There are angels. I am discerning the activity of angels, holy angels, in this place. Right now. So we are not here by any political agenda, any hidden agenda. This is, I feel like the Apostle Paul said, I don't want to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. But I believe there is a vein of the Spirit. I believe there is a calling. Somebody's been praying. Somebody's been fasting. Somebody's been supplicating. Sensing somebody's been in a very intense spiritual battle. We just want to obey God and have His way. For our scriptural text, just have a few verses that we want you to consider. And I will do my level best to do it justice, what the Lord has put in my spirit on today. Let's first go to Exodus chapter 28. As they held to the tradition of Ezra, they stood as he read from the scroll. Exodus chapter 28. I'm going to read verses 31 through 35. Exodus chapter 28, verses 31 through 35. And then we're going to go to John chapter 3. And actually, you can be seated after we read this. Exodus chapter 28,
verses 31 through 35. Everyone there say amen. It says, thou shalt make the robe of the ephod all of blue. And there shall be an hole in the top of it in the midst thereof. It shall have a binding of woven work round about the whole of it, as it were the whole of a habergeon, that it be not rent. And beneath upon the hem it that thou shalt make pomegranates of blue and of purple and of scarlet round about the hem thereof, and the bells of gold between them round about. A golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate upon the hem of the robe round about. This shall come upon Aaron to minister, and a sound shall be heard when he goeth into it, the holy place, before the Lord, and when he cometh out, that he die not. I'm going to go back to the precursor of verse 35. And it shall be upon Aaron to minister, and his sound, everybody say his sound, shall be heard. Let's go to John chapter 3. Thank you, Lord. We're going to endeavor to put this all together. John chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof. Everybody say the sound. But cannot tell from whence it cometh and whither it goes, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. And let's consider also Psalms 89, verse 15, and then we got one more, and then we'll be seated. This reflects clarity rather than longevity. Praise God. Psalms 89, verse 15 says, Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. Everybody say the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. And then finally, Acts chapter 2, and we're going to put this all together. And again, this reflects clarity rather than longevity. Praise God. It don't take long to be strong. Praise God. Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Everybody say a sound from heaven. As of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set up on each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. For just a few moments, and we're going to have Pastor Smith pray over and bless the word and the messenger. But I'm going to preach to you the Holy Ghost. It's free and still sounds good to me. The Holy Ghost is free and still sounds good to me. Would you pray, Pastor? Amen.
In the name of Jesus, right now, God, we ask that your anointing would rest upon the ministry of your word right now. Let your Spirit shake things in the atmosphere of this city, God, as we have churches all around this area, God. But we need truth to break through, God. Right now, let it be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Anointing flow in Jesus' name.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as you're seated. Amen. You may be seated. God is meticulous in his dealing with humanity, his creation. He doesn't skip a beat when it comes to revealing himself, his will, his purpose, His plan with us. He doesn't do things haphazardly. He's not some mad scientist up in heaven somewhere trying to get the right formula for humanity, for our success. But he has divinely orchestrated everything after the counsel of his own will. He has foreknowledge and has the ability to see everything as complex as it may be. He sees the design. He's intelligent beyond our finite understanding. And amen. In dealing from the Old Testament to the New Testament, praise God, we find that God, even in his delivery of the tabernacle plan, he said, let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. I want to be able to manifest my glory, my presence in the natural habitat of their formation. And I formed them from the dust. They wouldn't be able to stand me if I manifested all of my glory, my majesty. But I'm in my plan, in the grand scheme of things, I'm going to put this treasure in earthen vessels. And so God would often use types and prototypes, shadows, things to clue us in as to his divine purpose and his will. So under the orchestrated delegation of the priesthood, amen, in their priestly duties, amen, he had let the high priest know that I'm going to give you a robe, and you're going to have on the hem in alternation bells and pomegranates. The pomegranates were the fruit that came from the myrtle tree, or the pomegranate tree. It was called the graven apple. Amen. Because it was resembled the apple, but it was known for having a multiplicity of seeds. It represented the dying out of self. It represented knowledge and wisdom. It represented humanity taking on the righteousness of Christ. Amen. And the bells, I begin to contemplate the bells. Said, God, why is it that you had them put on the bells? And the Holy Ghost began to reveal to me, as they were performing their priestly duties, wherever you heard the sound, the ringing of the bells, it was the people outside of the tabernacle could identify where in location the priests were. It represents the mobile action of the priest. Notice that it was in the bells and pomegranates. There was never one bell besides another bell, because you got to make sure that our steps are ordered by the Lord. Some people are so focused on doing things that they're doing things out of God's will. You got to understand, even Mary and Martha. Martha was cumbered about with many things. She was like those bells, but Mary was like the pomegranate. She put herself at the chest of Jesus because she wanted to hear what thus saith the Lord. Can the church say hallelujah? They would never have a bell beside another bell. God is a God of balance. Everybody say balance. God wants you to be in tune with his will, to discern, amen, the movement of the Spirit. So we find that whenever the high priest would go into the holy place, you can identify where they were inside the tabernacle based on the ringing of the bells. And we find that what's inside of the bell that makes it ring is a little element called the tongue. Everybody say the tongue. Everything God has, from the tabernacle to the priestly garments, it is a foreshadowing of something to be applied in the spirit realm. So we find here, there was another time in Israel's journey that they sought to build a tower, a Babel, because within their own flesh, they wanted to reach heaven outside of God's will. It's like having a bell next to another bell. You see, you could have good intention, but if you're not obeying the mandates of God, come on, somebody say amen. Oh, so God looked down upon them
and said, you know, there's nothing that will hinder them from coming up into heaven. So God dispersed the language of the people, which brought confusion, whereby consequently the work and the project ceased. They were not able to conclude what they wanted to do. But when you understand the move of God, it always precedes a sound. A sound always precedes the move of God. You will never have a move of God with there first being a sound. You can look at the trumpets. Whenever God was about to, amen, give them a warning or celebrate a victory, it was always the use of the trumpets and the horn. Somebody say a sound. He told them once, when you hear the sounds on top of the mulberry trees, then you begin to move. But you don't move until you hear the sound. Everybody say the sound. We have become voice activated because God wants us to hear his voice. The Bible said, my sheep hear my voice, another they will not follow. So you've got to clear out your sensories and exercise your spiritual sensories to hear the voice of God. Can the church say hallelujah? Oh, yes. Every victory, every manifestation, every declaration was preceded with a sound. Even when they would cross over the Jordan River, he said, let the priests go. There's someone from every tribe. And then they blow the horn before the people come over, before there can be victory and the acceptance of my promise. You have to have a sound. God will validate his move with a sound. Now stay with me now. In order to validate the authenticity of anything, you must compare it to the original. You have to go back to where it started, because it's called a precedent for everything else to follow. Everything else will emulate the authentic move of God. Anything less is not God. Can the church say hallelujah? That's why I don't want nothing that resembles Pentecost. I don't want some cheap imitation of Pentecost. I don't want something artificial of Pentecost. Don't give me a pacifier of Pentecost. Don't give me a clone of Pentecost. I want the real apostolic move. I want the real apostolic experience. I want the real Holy Ghost down in my soul, just like the Bible said. Can the church say hallelujah? Can the church say hallelujah? I don't want anything that looks like it. I don't want anything that sounds like it. I want the real Holy Ghost. I want the real fire. I want the real power. I've got to have the real Jesus. I don't want anything less than the real thing. Can the church say hallelujah? So we find that there is a pattern to follow, because there's going to be a sound. So the people of God grown accustomed, we now see that God will proceed. He will manifest a sound whenever there's a shift. Everybody say a shift. Whenever there's a season. Everybody say a season. Whenever there is a move of God, God will validate it with a divine sound. There will be the vibrations that will hit my eardrums in my spirit. Something will shift in the atmosphere whenever God is moving. See, the problem, Elder, is that there's many people that think they have studied church theology. They know how to clap, and they know how to sing. They get the same choirs that they try to emulate us. They even try to teach from the same Bible, but they do not have the real Holy Ghost. The Bible says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Can the church say hallelujah? Oh, the devil will try to imitate the sound, but there is something special about the sound of the anointed. There is something that's irreplaceable. It's undeniable. You cannot imitate it. You give it your best shot, but there's nothing in this world like the power of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say hallelujah. So we look at this. Stay with me now. We look at the element inside of the bells called the tongue. And then it prompts us to question, why did God choose tongues as the signification and the initial evidence of receiving the Holy Ghost? James gives us a little enlightenment on the matter. And he said that many animals we have been able to tame. We can direct a great boat and ship by a little helm, but the tongue can no man tame. It is a fire of iniquity. Your tongue is the last member of your body to surrender to God. Stay with me now. You can raise your hands and still be fake about it. You can run around the church and still not have repent of heart. You can jump up and shout and be as backslidden as Lucifer. But let God get a hold of your tongue, baby. Let God get a hold of your heart, baby. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Your tongue, when the Holy Ghost begins to regulate and govern and create within you a new heart, then your tongue will testify of the goodness of the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. When you totally surrender to the power of God, then your tongue will be a testimony. Can the church say hallelujah? James said, out of the same cistern, can we drink water, sweet water, and bitter? God forbid. We got to let our yea be yea and our nay be nay. Can the church say hallelujah? Oh, yes. So we understand that God is trying to download his will in our lives. So we find here that in the process from the old covenant to the new covenant, stay with me now, the Bible says that a testament is not put into effect until the death of the testator. Somebody may ask you, why is it that the thief on the cross, one of the malefactors, we know the other ran a railing accusation. God, he forgave him. He was condemned in his own speech. But there was another one said, Lord, remember me when you come to your kingdom. And he said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. Can the church say hallelujah? So somebody said, how was he able to be saved without an Acts 2:38 experience? The answer was what I first shared, is that a new covenant is not put into effect until the death of the testator. Jesus was not dead yet, but when he came up the ghost, the Bible says the veil was rent from the top to the bottom. And then God began to pour out his spirit. Can the church say hallelujah? So he resurrected from the grave. And then he ascended. But before his ascension, he told his disciples, now remember, from generations, they had to commemorate the pattern of God using a sound. So he told them to go to Jerusalem and tarry there until you are endued with power from on high. Oh, listen to me clearly. There was about 120 disciples, including Mary, the mother of Jesus. I wish I had every Catholic church, every Catholic member in this place right now, because they try to excuse themselves out of it. You better hear what I'm saying. But the Bible says that they said, Lord, will you at this time restore unto us the kingdom back to Israel? Because what they were looking for, they were looking for the Messiah to do for them what Moses did for the Israelites back in Egypt. They were expecting economical liberty. They were expecting civil rights liberty. But they didn't understand that the kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Somebody say yes. Say yes. Jesus said, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you're going to be witnesses unto me in Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the world. Oh yeah. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come. The word Pentecost means 50th, 50 days after the Passover. It represents the early harvest. It represents the first fruits. It represents the giving of the law unto Moses at Mount Sinai. Somebody say yes. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord, in one place, and suddenly, somebody say suddenly, and suddenly, there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues, and the Spirit of God, tongues of fire, and they're all filled with the Holy Ghost. Somebody said the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, and the Spirit of God gave them the utterance. Somebody say hallelujah. There were devout men out of every nation that would come across here. This thing was getting noised abroad. Yeah. Some have said, what meaneth this? Now check this out. He said, how is it that they being Galileans speaking our own native language and we hear them saying things about the wonderful things of God? They didn't understand it, Pastor. It wasn't like they went to IBC. It wasn't like they took French in school or Latin in school. It was a supernatural phenomenon created by the God himself. Somebody say the Holy Ghost. It's real. They said, why is it? We hear them talking about the great things of God. They were trying to get the theological books together, trying to make sense of all of it. Others were mocking, said, these men are full of new wine. They're intoxicated. They're under the influence of some alcoholic beverage. Oh, but Peter stood up with the 11. He said this, these are not drunk as you suppose. Didn't say they weren't drunk, but just said they're not drunk like you think they are. Because this is, all the taverns are closed, but the third hour of the day, all the bars are closed. It ain't like they came and broke in through the door, but this is that. Everybody say, this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. Say it in the last day, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your old men, they're going to dream dreams. And the young men, they're going to see visions. Notice that Peter was wise in his explanation. He could have used Isaiah 28, which many people say would have been an easier explanation of this phenomenon, where God spoke to the Israelites and said, "For with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak to this people. This is the rest wherewith I've called the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear." He could have used that one, but then the critics of the day would have said, yes, but that was only local to the Jews. So Peter was wiser than that. So he chose not to use Isaiah's prophecy, which they could have accused of only being a local promise. So he used Joel's prophecy, which was a universal promise. Somebody say amen. So, as he begins to preach to them Jesus, who they thought was an imposter, they thought was a fake, because your Bible says he came unto his own, but his own received them not. But to as many as received him, to them he gave he the power to become the sons of God. So, we understand that the Jews, they knew the scriptures of the Messiah, but they didn't discern the Messiah of the scriptures. Their eyes were temporarily given scales so that we could be drafted in as that wild olive branch. Somebody say amen. So listen. It's all good. So he's saying, he began to preach Jesus to them. And when they heard that this same Jesus was both Lord and Christ, they were pricked in their heart. In other words, divine conviction set upon them. And they said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" They knew it was more than just a question based off of guilt. They wanted out of the spiritual rut they were in. They immediately sensed the spiritual state of lostness they were in. So on that notion, they said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Now, as he's preaching, you can rest assured this is all resonating. They're now bringing in all types of information they had from their past, from Jesus' earthly ministry, and it brings them right back to "the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but you cannot tell from whence it comes or whether it goes." And it doesn't say some are 50%. It doesn't say 75%. But so is everyone. Everybody say everyone. That is born of the Spirit. In other words, if you're going to be born again, it will be preceded with a sound. I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, but God never made any stillborn children. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings today, but there ain't no Bible for, "I just felt a warm sensation and I gave a few extra dollars in the offering plate and I shook the pastor's hand and I signed my name on a membership board." That might cause you to be a member, but you can only be in the body of Christ by being born again. Somebody say, born again. Of the water and of the Spirit. And whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Bible says, listen, we're about to draw this in. No man knoweth the things of a man except the spirit of a man which is in him. Even so the things of God. No man knoweth the things of God except the spirit of God which are freely, everybody say freely, given to us of God.
Listen to me. Some of you that might be here, if everybody in this place can truly say you've been baptized with the Holy Ghost, with the initial evidence of speaking in other tongues, the Spirit of God give the utterance, then thank God. We celebrate that today. But if there's anybody here that's transparent and honest enough with yourself, and you realize that without God, you are incomplete. You are undone. You have the I can't help it. Because by one man's sin, sent it into the world, and death by sin. Can I get a witness? You have the I can't help it. You fall short of the glory of God. I don't care what your hang up is. I don't care what your problem is. I don't care what your past suggests. He who the Son has set free is free indeed. And they, come on somebody, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. If there's anybody in this place that you know that you need the Holy Ghost, that you still have not had this Pentecostal experience, that you have not had the indwelling of the Spirit of God, as the Bible says. Every priest that had the bells, the pomegranates and the bells quit ringing, they had a little rope tied to the ankles. You had to study Jewish custom, and they pull out a dead corpse because that sacrifice was not accepted by God. Listen to me. When you come up here, when you come up to seek the Spirit of God, you must first die out to yourself. You got to first repent, because I'm telling you, before God's kingdom can come, your kingdom has to go. No man can serve two masters. You got to take up the cross and follow him. But as you come up here, you got to be searching in your heart. You got to be yielded in your spirit. And as long as you seek after God with your whole heart, you shall be filled. And God will validate that with a sound. Now listen, when you look at the book of Acts where the church was born, contrary to popular theology, the church was not born in the book of Romans. Stay with me now. The church was not established in the book of Romans. The book of Romans was a letter from Paul to the church that was already spirit-filled, already had an apostolic experience. But they use one little verse from that, which is a general statement, to try to base this easy believism stuff. But if you want to know where the church began, it's in the book of Acts. Somebody say amen. Is there anybody in this place today that you have a longing in your heart for more of God? And whether you've been coming here for years or weeks or days, God loves you the same as anybody else. Is there anybody here in this place that needs that sound springing out of your heart? Is there anybody else? Is there anybody in this place today that can say, God, I can associate with the royal priest because we are a royal priesthood? A chosen generation, a royal priesthood. You've called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. So God, I'm bringing before you my own spiritual attributes of a penitent heart, of bells and pomegranates, bells and pomegranates. God, make the joy bells ring in my soul. Make the joy bells ring in my soul. Is there anybody in this place today that needs the Holy Ghost? Just raise your hand. Everybody in this place already filled with the Holy Ghost? Anybody in this place needs the Holy Ghost? That's good. Is anybody in this place want more of God? Anybody can say, I've got the Holy Ghost, but I need more of God. If you musicians come. Who in this place today? Stay with me now. While it's first and foremost about salvation, the gift of salvation, it also represents a shift, a transition that's also preceded with a sound. Is there anybody in this place that has felt spiritually stagnant and complacent? Like you know God is you're in the birthing room and you know God is, you got spiritual contractions right now because God, you know God's prompting you to do something and you've been kind of procrastinating and coming up with reasons why you got to put it off. But you know in your heart of hearts and you know in the spirit that God's nudging you and he's really encouraging you to obey him. Ministry means help. Is there anybody in this place that you know God has been prompting you to make a shift in the spirit of, and accept a role in the kingdom that you've been excusing yourself out of for whatever reason? I want you to come forward right now. Thank you, Jesus. Whoever you are, maybe we get some song, whatever music, whatever song you want to sing, it's all right. Amen. Praise God. Let's all stand if you can. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But just raise your hands into heaven right now. Just raise your hands toward heaven. There's somebody in this place right now that you know God's wanting more of you. You've kind of been half-masked. You've only given God a part of you, but God's wanting all of you. He's wanting your all on the altar. And he's wanting to shift you. He's wanting to maneuver you to do a greater work. She said, greater works than these shall you do also. It takes some transparency. It takes some honesty. It takes some courage. But whoever you are, and maybe you're asking God for a double portion of his anointing, a double portion of his spirit, whatever it is, I want you to come forward. If you know good well God's trying to maneuver you to another place, another level in God, I want you to come forward right now, whoever you are. The Bible says, they that know their God shall do exploits and instruct many. Praise God. Come on, who are you? I know good and well this minister to somebody today. I know good and well this is resonating with somebody today. The Lord says you are a worshiper. You are a worshiper. And you're an atmosphere changer. God's going to use you to do greater measures. Yeah, there is a greater anointing out of you this season. In the name of Jesus. Receive it right now. The prophetic word. The Lord has got a fresh anointing upon you. And he's going to use you to change the atmosphere. He's going to use you to release a dynamic worship. A dynamic sense of worship among his people. In the name of Jesus. God, do it even now. Do it even now. Just yield to him. Just yield to him. Just yield to him right now. And watch God work in your life. In the name of Jesus. Take her higher. 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 Her worship is higher. Her praise is higher. Her sacrifice is higher. Her obedience is higher. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, if God be for you, who can be against you? In the name of Jesus, come on,
God's trying to get somebody out of your nest. Some of you in your little comfort zone. And God's trying to frustrate your nest. He wants you to elevate. He wants you to mount up with wings as eagles. Come on, somebody. God's wanting somebody to come out of your seat. And just say, yes, Lord. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Let God have his way. Let God have his way. Tune into the Spirit of God. Somebody tune into the Spirit of God. Somebody get a hold of God in this house. Glory, 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 glory. Let God use you for his purpose. Let God use you for his purpose. Come on, somebody. You got to get out of shallow water. Got to get out of shallow water. God's calling you to the deep. God's calling you to hear the sound. God's calling you to hear sound. God's calling you to hear a sound. Glory, glory, glory. Everybody, draw your spirits up here right now. Draw your spirit, draw your mind up here right now. Up to God. He's trying to let you know there's more, there's more, there's more, there's more. There's more. There's more. There's more. There's more. There's more. Get out of your comfort zone. Get out of that place of comfort. Get out of that false sense of security. If God doesn't do it, it's not going to be done. But it's not by might nor by power. It's by his Spirit, saith the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. How many want to be a greater witness? How many want you the influence of God to be used of God in a greater measure? Come on, somebody, come on, somebody. I'm telling you, you got to realize there's more. Pentecost is about more. It's about enlargement. It's about a vast volume of God's Spirit. There's got to be more. There's got to be more. There's got to be more. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. This preacher has preached his heart out today. There's some of you that need a little more of God that you just kind of reserved and held back here today. I wonder, is there anybody that would just take this moment of liberty to gather around this front? Can you just gather in? Come on, there's some of you that raised your hand and said, I need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. This is your moment. If you'll walk down to this front, God will fill you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. This is your moment. This is your chance right now. Is there anybody else that would still gather in? Come on. God is here to meet your need right now at this moment. Don't miss this opportunity. As the waters are troubled at this very moment, I wonder, is there anybody else that would walk to this front and say, right now, God, I'm going to totally commit one more time, Jesus. I need you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Right now, let there be liberty in this house. Let there be freedom in this house. Let them be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost right now. Let there be a renewing and a refreshing right now. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, right now, God, bring strength, bring anointing right now, God. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Come on. God's not done here. God's just beginning to move right now. Come on. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, is there any intercessors in the house right now? Come on, when Zion travails, babies are born. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name right now, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can we lift our hands all across this house right now? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If it's been a long time since you spoke in tongues, this would be a good time right now. If it's been a while since you've had a purging of the Spirit, this would be a good time right now. Come on. Nobody looking around. Let's just focus on Jesus Christ and Him crucified right now. Let there be a purging. Let there be a refreshing right now. Oh God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let's continue to play just for one more moment. Hallelujah, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. So, he kotoro. is He. Sing a new song to Him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. All creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Adore you, Jesus. Clothed in rainbows of living colors, flashes of lightning, rolls of thunder. Honor, strength, and glory and power be to you, the only wise King. Yes. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. All creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Adore you, Jesus. We heard today a wonderful manifestation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Is there anybody here that said, I made a little bit of transition in my life? I was filled with the Holy Ghost for the very first time here today. Sister Shannon, I thought you did when I was standing up here. Can we rejoice with Sister Shannon as she began to get lost in God's presence up here? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I believe it's all right to have somebody birthed in Jesus' name on Holy Ghost, on Pentecost Sunday in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Is there anybody that would say, I got a fresh anointing? I got a fresh refilling of the Holy Ghost today. Maybe it's been a while. It's been a long time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I don't know about you, but I don't ever want that message to get old. I want it to be new every day in my life. Thank you, Brother Lee, for preaching so eloquently. We heard just old-fashioned apostolic Holy Ghost preaching today. Amen. And I certainly do appreciate you following the Holy Ghost. You don't know, but Sister Shannon's been coming for a while. She didn't come from an apostolic. She looks apostolic, but she didn't come from an apostolic background. Amen. 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 And I think your message showed very clearly, I must be born of the water and of the Spirit. Amen. It's only begun, sister. Paul said, I speak in tongues more than you all. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. I know we went a little long. We packed a lot into this service today. But how many know it's okay to take a little time out for Jesus? We only do this on Sunday afternoons and Wednesday night. Amen. God bless you all. Let our friends and families and guests know you love them. We'll see you next week. Bring your picnic basket. There's a